Sister Hope, did something happen to him?
On that day, I was 12 years old. And it was such an ordinary day. But on that day, a day I'll never forget, my daddy was faced with a dilemma when he met with three young white men with hate in their eyes, who wanted him to stand there and apologize for not bowing his head as he dared to speak, and what's even worse, for not crossing the street. When good white women pass by. You should have seen the look in my daddy's eyes when he spoke. He was polite as can be. He didn't want to look afraid in front of me. I was proud of my dad as he took a stand. He said, "I'll never bow down to another man." He said, "That's all to say. They shot him as he turned to walk away.
I'm sorry, sister.
He died in my arms, and not a day goes by when I close my eyes. I don't see my daddy cradled in my arms as his life just slips away. His life just slips away. And when I finally go to sleep, I have this dream of a gun that is glaring in the noonday sun, and then I hear three shots, and when I look around, I see bodies. In my hand I'm holding a gun, and I see bodies. I shot those men who
And this feeling of great shame comes over me, because the truth is, I did nothing at all. I was too shocked to cry. I was too scared to get mad. I just sat and held his body while somebody ran to get my mama. I've been carrying that shame with me every day of my life.
It's all right, baby. It's all right, sweetie. God loves you.